big story coming out of day five of Browns training camp was the goal line drill at the end. And after a rough day back on Tuesday for the offense, they got the better of the defense the majority of the time. And head coach Mike Pettine addressed that competition with the media.
The lesson I wanted for the guys to learn, I thought the offense had the upper hand most of the day. Short yardage period for sure. Backed up was a mixed bag. The 4 minute situation was probably leaned a little bit towards the O. And then even early in the goal line, it was the offense. But it happens all the time where you play well throughout, and you got to be able to make plays at the end. So we just put the ball on the 2 yard line, and just said whoever comes out on top gets the jerseys. And defensively, they overcame a penalty. It was that right at the end of the game? So we gave the offense one more down, and they couldn't get it in. So that's a lesson that our guys need to learn, is that on both sides, that if you can, it doesn't matter virtually. I mean, I don't know what the percentages are, but how many games are decided by eight points or less, and how many games truly come down to the end of the fourth quarter. And that's something that we're going to try to simulate that as best as you can in practice, because when you do that, I think it's, we talk to the players about it, they get that rush of adrenaline, your bodies change, and you get that feeling. It's not just I'm going through plays. I mean, this is a situation where something's on the line, as simple as a practice jersey is. But it's good work for us, and you'll see the defense in orange again tomorrow. Yeah, it's pretty basic. We're not going to do kickoff and kickoff return. We'll probably do more move the ball, like the open field. So early series will start probably at the minus 20 or the minus 30. And we'll just go a rack of plays. We'll try to end every series with a kicking play, unless there's a turnover. So we're either going to punt or kick a field goal, kick an extra point. And then once we'll go certain groups there, start to mix it up, maybe the first offense versus the second D and vice versa, after they go against each other for a rack or two. We'll take a break, simulate a halftime, and then come out and do some red zone work, pretty much probably doing the units the same way. And again, every series ending with some type of kicking play. But there just won't be any kickoff return. No, there's a lot to like. He's smart. He's tough. He knows the defense. It took Jeff Hafley about 10 minutes to install all the defense, get him caught up to speed. Some subtle changes in terminology and some of the technique stuff. But he's a guy. He's productive. I mean, he's the perfect example of. I mean, he's. You look at him, you think he should be doing your taxes and not playing safety for you. But that's he's an exceptional athlete, and he's found a way to survive for a long time in this league. And the thing, he makes the players around him better, and he'll be great in the meeting room, and that'll carry out to the field as well. He also had his career high in interceptions last year, so he can still play at a high level. He's been solid. I don't know if he's got that many opportunities with balls thrown at him, but he's done a good job. Him and Dante, I think, are very complementary to each other. They communicate well. He's been playing a lot more the free and Dante the strong. We're going to try to get that flipped a little bit and get him a little bit lower and get Dante with some of the deep responsibilities. But he's done a really good job right from day one, I think, of learning the system and taking the classroom onto the field. Not very settled, and one of the biggest reasons was that when you looked at who was out there, we didn't have a lot of these guys available in the spring, whether it was Miles, whether it was Travis or Charles Johnson, and we had some other guys that got nicked up. So this is really their first taste of it, and we'll roll those guys through. And I think we have plenty of time. I think it'll start to settle out at some point, but right now we're giving them all a look.